Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. This is the most bizarre happening, distressing. Michael Cupboard is the mayor of Galway. Michael, good afternoon.
Joe, how are you?
Good, thank you. You contacted us over your WhatsApp is being hacked. Explain that to us, Michael, and what's happened.
Yeah, what's happened, Joe, is, I suppose, about maybe 6 weeks ago, what was a fake WhatsApp account was set up, intimidating me, or I suppose putting my picture on it and somebody impersonating me, sending messages to various other councillors in the city here in Galway, and other people just saying, this is Mike, this is my new number. Very harmless at the time, but nothing really, apart from being a bit of a nuisance, it was harmless enough. And then that kind of escalated then about maybe 3 weeks back, where I was contacted by another councillor elsewhere in the country, who I've never met before, I wouldn't know the lady at all, who received a text from this WhatsApp again, to the naked eye, it looks like me because it's got my photograph and so on. And she received some very, very derogatory, disgusting messages, to be frank, of a sexual nature, mentioning sexual acts that I wanted to partake with her and so on. Quite disturbing to her. And then for me, of course, to see that happening with someone using my picture, sending that to her. So again, look, we've reported that to the Gardaí and they're investigating that. Then
just to be clear, Michael, they haven't hacked your number. They've created a number which they say is you.
Yeah, created a kind of impersonating me on a separate account using my photograph and telling people it's me, and then kind of apart from.
If I was in a WhatsApp group with you, though of course they can, once you're on WhatsApp, they can randomly. But you're saying it's not random. They're actually picking certain people to communicate with that you might have some, even in terms of being a counsellor, even though you've no contact with them.
Absolutely, yeah. Look, and their detailed text messages people are getting are like, this is Mike, my number's been, I have a new phone, my phone's in to get repair work done. And another one was, I've lost my phone, this is my new number. Another one was, this is my second private number, please use this one. That kind of stuff. And then the lady who got the text in outside of Galway, again, a number of messages, first off, saying, hello, this is Mike in Galway, how are you? Really harmless enough. And then got these really disgusting messages. That then escalated to last weekend where a colleague of mine here in Galway started receiving calls after midnight on Monday night from this number. Obviously didn't answer the phone that time of night.
Okay.
And then when he wouldn't answer, he got a text message saying, this is my cupboard here. I need you to answer. It's an emergency. I need to do X, Y, and Z with your wife. Really disgusting stuff.
My God.
So look, it's quite upsetting.
And how did you, but Michael, how did you find out about this? Because it's not your number.
No, but initially, I suppose, going back about 6 weeks ago when a number of my colleagues on the city council here started getting this message on WhatsApp saying, this is Mike, on your number. And one or two kind of double-checked with me and texted me on my proper phone and said, did you change your number? And that kind of started the ball rolling, thinking there's something going on here. But it seems to be a very detailed personal attack on me for some reason.
And have you been to the Gardaí?
Yeah, in fairness, the guards are investigating this. A lot of these, look, as you know, in the past, this goes on all the time, online bullying and online intimidation. And what I've said, and the reason I spoke out on this is, first off, like somebody in a role of leadership like myself, as mayor of the city here, if I don't step up to the plate and try and do something about this, what hope? I'm going to schools there and I'm telling kids to represent your community if you can at local level in politics and so on. And then if I bury my head in the sand when someone tries to intimidate and bully me, what message do I send out there? So I think we need to...
Yeah, good point, because people could get really embarrassed about this.
Absolutely, and look, as I said, it's quite upsetting to my family, to my wife, to my parents and so on. But ultimately, it's when you're dealing with cowards and bullies, they need to be stood up to, and I've always been raised that way. And these people are no different. They're absolute cowards, and I have no issues in raising the issue. Hopefully, this bill can pass into law in the near future that we can deal with these once and for all.
Yeah. And Michael, just before you go, what's happening in Galway in terms of Level 5, and what is the prospect and the hope? Two different things.
Yeah, look, I suppose like the rest of the country, Joe, we're knuckled down. We're doing our best in the hope that we can get some sort of normality for Christmas. The city is quiet, like every other city. We turned on the Christmas light that Friday to no crowd, which was very strange, you know. Whereas last year the city was heaving for that event. But again, look, we're hopeful that we can have some sort of an event for Christmas where the local traders and local shops can have some bit of business to perform.
Okay. Michael, thanks for bringing that to our attention. People just creating a number and then some by could be accidental or whatever the way they're doing it, getting hacking into other or communicating with other people saying this is, in your case, this is the Michael Cupboard, the Mayor of Galway, this is my new number, and then they start getting nasty messages from that source. Okay, Michael, that's Michael Cupboard, Mayor of Galway.